Hello, my name is Jaira. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm calling to find out, being a veteran and only using the VA for my medical, if I'm still eligible to get a shot at the CVS.
You want to know if you can still get the shot at CVS?
Yes.
I'm sure you can, but I'll check for you. Hold for 1 second, okay?
Thank you. I'm talking to these people. Department of Public Health.
They make them an email.
That's why I asked if he was on a cell phone. Thank you.
Hi, sir. I'm sorry for that hold. So,
yes,
yes, you're still able to get the that vaccination there, but you might want to go ahead and confirm that appointment with them. So you'll just give them a call, okay?
Well, what I did is I went through CVS here in Gadsden, Alabama on Hope Street, and they accepted the information that I put in there. In other words, when it asked for my insurance provider, I put down the department, U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. It accepted that. It accepted my ID number on my ID card and accepted all the information I put in there. So,
right.
In fact, I got both appointments, you know, because it's a two-shot deal. It's a Pfizer. And I just want to make sure that what I did is okay.
Right, that's fine. But, like I said, you still would need to contact them to confirm that appointment. Because we're just a testing sight line, so we can't confirm any information with you, but you're still able to go to that appointment.
Okay, and you're asking me to contact who, CVS?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, I can do it. All right, thank
all
you.
Right,
I appreciate your help.
Oh, no problem, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health COVID hotline. You enjoy your day today, okay?
You too. Bye.